We on Daf Samachvav Amid Beis, starting the Mishnah. Mi'akira Yerushalayim Hayimalavin Oisai Atsuka Rishayna. So Rashi says, Mi'akira Yerushalayim Mechshuve Yerushalayim. They were Malave, the person who was the Meshaleach as a soil Azazel, so they were Malave him. Hatzuka rishayna, sukes osoloi baderech, bnei odom hoilchim logrosham lifnei yom kippurim, and there were people that lived in these sukes before Yom Kippur. Av Yom Kippur they went there, they were kind of shvisa there. Shemalavin oisai mi suke le suke. And this shliach, when he came to that suke, so there were people there that would malave him till the next suke. But till the first sukkah, the chshuva Yerushalayim were malavahim. Ether sukkahs mi Yerushalayim vi'at sukkah. There were 10 sukkahs from the between where Yerushalayim ended, from the end of Yerushalayim till the tzuk, there were 10 sukkahs. Tishim ris shiva umachta lochol mil. Now, from Yerushalayim till the tzuk, till the mokim where they threw down the soil, there was tishim ris, and a ris is there's 7.5 ris for a mil. In other words, there were 12 mil from Yerushalayim till the tzuk. The Gosari asks why the Mishnah had to tell us the Cheshbon and Ris. Al kol suke v'suke oimrim loy, when he passed by the suke, they told him, arei mozoin v'arei mayim, if you want, you can eat and drink. Umelavin oisoi misuke l'suke, chutz me'achin shebohen, she'eine magia ime l'tzuk. Besides the last suke, from the last sukkah, they were not malavim. We'll see in Rashi, there were 12 mil. And from the last sukkah to the tzuk, there were 2 mil. Now, a mil is alpayim amma. So those that were in the sukkah could only be malavim half of the distance. They could only be malavim a alpayim amma, 1 mil. The second mil, he went himself. He doesn't escort him to the tzuk. What did he do? He split the loshen shel zahuris. Half of it he tied to the sela. The other half was tied between the two karnayim of the soil. And he pushed him over, backwards, from his galgul v'yoyret. Till he was smashed to pieces, in other words. Bo v'yoshev loy tachas suka achroino ad shetechshach. After the hashlochas hasoyer, he walked back to the last suka. That means he walked 4,000 amos. U'me'ei mesayim etame begodim, when did his begodim become tami? Mishayot zochutz lochay mishirishalayim. Rab Shimon Oimer Mishas Dechiyosoi Litzuk. Let us see Rashi. Tishim Riz Hoyu Mirishalayim V'ad Atzuk. Tzuk Hargovoya V'zokov. A tall, jutty, or straight mountain. Kedamrine B'bob Metzia Also L'roshe Tzukin V'noflo. Shiva umachta ris l'chol mil. There's 7.5 ris for 1 mil. There were 90 ris. Areitishim ris, yud beis mil. So if you divide it by a 7.5 by 7.5 times 12 equals 90. Behem, and this distance was yud aleph masois, that was 11 journeys. Mirishalayim lisuka rishaina masa echot. That's 1 mil. Umisuke lisuke ad yutsukis, tes masois. Reyud masois. So that already is 10 journeys. Umisuke achoina litsuk, masa echot. And then the last journey was from the last sukkah to the tzuk. Harei l'chol maso u'maso mil. Each journey from one sukkah to another sukkah was a mil. Chutz mi'echad me'em, which was the last one, sheyesh by beis milin. Haino diktoni, and that's why it says further the Mishnah, malavan oisai misukkah l'sukkah. That they were malavim from one sukkah to the other sukkah, that they were able to do. Shamil hu tchum Shabbos. Amil is alpayim amma. Chutz me'achoin, from the last sukkah to the tzuk shurachik beiz milin, umalaveyo mil, so they malavim, malaveyo mil, they malavim a mil, v'oy made me'achoik, v'roye es maisa. Able to watch him from a distance. Vahacheshbin hazeh, Sarashi says, this cheshbin, that there are alpayim amo in a mil, is einai shove lecheshbin sheyosad Rabbi Elozer Kalil. Rabbi Elozer Kalil said, ubishloishim kanim uketzev horis. There are 30 kanim in the cheshbin of aris, and the cheshbin will come out. We'll see, and there's Masho explains, and there are 6 amos in a kone. So the cheshbin will come out that in one ris. One ris is kuf pei amis, is 180 amis. It's 30 times 6. Ubezayin umachzeris yesh elef bishin nun amis. So in 7.5 ris will come out, it's 1,350 amis. That will be the cheshbon. The chosel sheish meis v'chemishim amish le'yagiyah le'alpayim. So it will come out by an arm mishnah. It says that 7.5 ris equals a mil, which is alpayim amo. And according to this cheshbon, that there are 30 kanim in there are 30 kanim in a ris, and there are 6 ames in a kone. So it'll come out in 7.5 ris, it'll only be 1,350 amis, and so it's not like our Mishnah. Avo, bebreise dahazinu, this is a payit in, we say in Shkolim, in the Shachas of Shkolim. So Rashi says, so it doesn't stem with our Mishnah. Avo bebreise dehazinu besefri, motzinu sham, there we will see, it will stem that there are, we'll see that there's 2,000 amis in a mil. There it says like this, midas chalukes eretz Yisrael la'osid lovoy, roichiv gvul kol shevet v'shevet, Shivim Bachamisha Mil. That each Shevet will be 75 mil. The Gam Rabbi Elezer, Abeloza Kalil Yosef Kain, Bepiot Elchatz Benikoyin Kapoy, Bereichem ayin heimil, I think Artsai Seho, the Rishash is Geiris. Artsai Seho, Kain Seho Lechaim. Yeah, so each Shavit has a Reichem of 75 mil. The Heim. Now, this is a shear, so the Baraisa gave a shear of the Reichev of each Shevet in mil. And Yecheskel gave the shear in Konim. Behein Chof Hei Elef Konim, Shebeseifa Yecheskel. Shenema Menemida Zeis Tomeid, period. So we now know that the 25,000 Konim equal 75 mil. B'chol kone vav amo. Each kone is vav amo. Harei kufnun elef amo. So we have 150,000 ames, which is equal to 75 mil. Ten. Now divide that by 2,000. Ten l'chol alpaim amo. Mil, are ayin hay, mil. So you see 2,000 amis, so you divide the amis, which is you'll come up with 75. So 2,000, so there, for there the cheshbon is that 2,000 amis is 1 mil. That's how the cheshbon comes out. That's pshat in our Mishnah. הרי מים ברי מוזן, בגמורם ופורש, אין אדוימה מי שיש לו פס בסלה למי שאין לו. A person who knows he's able to eat and drink, so the hunger pains are much more bearable. שאין לו מגיע אימי לצוק, he doesn't escort him to the צוק, כמי שפירשתי, לפי שהוא רוחק בייז מילן. Can only go 1 mil. חילק לושן של זהוריס, בגמורם ופורש טיימן. Bo v'yoshev loy chayzer at sukkah achoyna. Goes back to the sukkah achoyna. In fact, the chashi afal pi shayyitze chutz l'tchum afilu bershus ein loy ela alpayim amo mimokim shayyotza l'shom. Bershus. So, in fact, the chashi amir dike kashe. So, afilu will say he was kind of shvisa someplace else. He was kind of shvisa in Yerushalayim. No, he has to go out. He went out. He went chutz l'tchum. Fine. But I'll kopon him. But now he's there. Now he's yotza chutz l'tchum. Yaitza b'shu. So that's his moke. So you give him alpayim amo l'chol ruach. So he's there. So how does he get back to the sukkah, which is 4,000 amos away? The trashi, Lozehi tiru, lefi shehu ma'une, v'cholosh, v'oid sheyorid lamed yechidi ba'midbar mishetechshach. V'cheshben. It seems this is a drabon on the kedin. The place of Shishonim explains that Akaponim, where he's now, this wasn't really an emes akinyan shvise. I mean, he's here now. He's here in the middle of Yom Kippur. He came here. But this is only a drabona de kedin, and drabona were makel because of these reasons. He's a cholosh and a mu'una, and he's scared to remain there. The Taisa Shishonim and the Taisa Sarosh ask a kasha, so make another sukkah. So we'll solve the problem. So the Gurasri asks the kasha. So the Taisa Shishonim says they did not want people near the tzuk. They did not want people to know if it was Hilbin, the chut. If it wasn't Hilbin, they didn't want it to be Mefusim. So therefore, Bedavke, they wanted that he should, it should be, when he threw over the Sawyer, it should be alone. He should be the only one there that knows the Matziv. And, so that's why Bedavke, they didn't make a sukkah over there. Zuk the Gemara. Is it Rashi weiter? מאים מסיים את המה בגודים, דכסיב המשלח הסעסוי יחבס בגודו. זה דין הפתומס בגודו. תונו רבונון, we learned in הברייס, המחלוי כסתנויים. How many sukkahs there really were? עשר סוכס, שניים עושה מילים היו דברי רמי. So the first tana of the Barais is like the tana of our Mishnah. Rab Yehuda Aimar Teisha Sukkais. There were 9 Sukkais, Va'asore Milim. And there were 10 Milim. There were 10 Milim from Yerushalayim to the Mokim Atzuk. Rab Yehuda Aimar Chomesh Sukkais, Va'asore Milim Hoyu. Bekulyon Bekulon Ayyidei Erev. Let us see Rashi. Chomesh Sukkais Vasore Milim. They didn't need so many Sukkis. It was Chomesh Sukkis and 10 Milim. Bechol Echad Melaveyu Yoyser Mimil Ad, the Rishash is Moichik Doi, Ad HaSukke Ayyidei Erev. That means that the Melavim, the potential Melavim, or those who were in the Sukkah, Zichwa Melavim, Erev Yom HaKippurim, they made an Erev Tchumim, and the Erev Tchumim was put after Alpayim Amo. So the kind of Shvisa after Alpayim Amo, so therefore each one of them was able to go 4,000 Amis in the direction of the next Sukkah. That is what Rabbi Yossi said. Omar Rab, the Kulunay de Eret. Omar Rab Yosi, Sochli Alozo Bni, so my son tying it, if we're cutting down on Sukkis, and we say the Levoya can come about through Eruvei Tchumim, so Alozo tying it, imay de Eret, Yechel Nilases Afilu Shtei Sukkis, you can get away with 2 Sukkis, Pasor Emilim. Let us see Rashi. Sochli alos avni v'loshen schoik al dvorai. Pa'omar li, ma'idei erev. If that's what you're doing, you're cutting out down the sukkis, and you're accomplishing the levoya with an eruv yechatzeres, that he can go each, then the malavim can go 2,000 amis, 4,000 amis, is daye lono bebe sukkis. So you can do everything with 2 sukkis. How? Sheyiyu b'nei Yerushalayim melavin oisoi 2 milim. B'nei Yerushalayim melavin 2 milim. U'mesukkis, so that's, there's no sukkah there. We went already 4,000 amas. U'mesukkis rishayna yaitzu l'krosoi beiz milim. And from the sukkah rishayna we'll have people in that sukkah that they were ma'ariv. They made a ruvit chumim between their sukkah and Yerushalayim. They can also go 4,000 amis. So their people go out beis milim. Arei dalet milim shata yochel lahalchik asukim Yerushalayim. The sukkah ashniye lesoif arba milim shal rishayne. V'yiyu miktas b'nei rishayne ma'arvin letad ashniye. Miktas yarvo tzad Yerushalayim. That means we'll have 2 sets of people in the first sukkah. Half will be ma'arev towards Yerushalayim. Half will be ma'arev towards the second sukkah. So those who are ma'arev towards the second sukkah will be able to be malavim another 4,000 amis. V'chein b'nei shniya miktsoson ma'arvin l'tzad harishayno. Lotzeis likrosei beiz milim. Miktsoson l'tzad tzuk l'lavoisei beiz milim. We have here 10,000 amis. Now, according to these later Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi and Alozo, so Agavucha, we see that they didn't hold this chesed. According to them, from the last sukkah, they were able to escort him completely. They weren't afraid of this chesed that Rameya was afraid of, that he didn't want other people to see the halbone of the chut shel zuhuris. The Taisus Yishanim says that what sake pshat, a loss came with a chesben, that why do you need 5 sukkahs? He's working at a really tchumim, we could do everything with 2 sukkahs. So the Taisa Shishonim says, but it's not practical, because they, in the sukkahs, they will not know, that means the chesben is, there's 4,000, there's 8,000 amis, that means that, according to Allah, will be Dalad Milan, will be 8,000 Amis between the Sukkah and Yerushalayim, will be 8,000 Amis. So the Cheshbon is that people will be coming from the Sukkah and be waiting there for him. But they won't know when to go and how long to wait. It'll be very inconvenient. So therefore, they didn't want to make such a chesed. If you're making a ruvi chumim and you're escorting him from one sukkah to the other sukkah and do it with 5 sukkahs, memela. But if you're going to do such a chesed, so lemaise, it won't be too good, because those in the sukkahs won't know when to go out and how long to wait and when he's coming. The Mamela, that's why they made it with 5 sukkahs. Look the Gemara weiter. Keman oz loho desanye chutz me'achin shebehem. We went to the Barais, chutz me'achin shebehem, everyone was malave. Shaloi higiye imay latzuk, elo imid me'rochik v'roi yes ma'isov, keman kerab me'am. So this is going according to Rav Meir. Keman kamedil Rabbi Yehud v'Rabbi Yosi af achin magiel etzuk. The last one can also reach the tzuk. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis, Rabbi Yehud ha'ima, teisha sukkais ba'asore milen. There were 9 sukkis and there were 10 milen. Yesh forim, sheyesh pem esa sukkis. And kein lefize achoina ha'isa imedes betzuk. Peshema mishem chulshe de mishaleyach kadesh leitzach lavzer v'yolin sham. That he should remain there. The Taisa Shishonim explained tak, why didn't you have a sukkah for him to remain according to Rameya? Takacheshben. Why would they matter? But no one be there. But let him remain there. No, so Rashi says because he's scared to be there alone. It was too scary in the midbar to be there when it's dark alone. So you need people there, and the people, they didn't want people there. That was the cheshbon. But according to these other tannaim, it seems it didn't bother them that there was other people near the tzuk, so there was a tzuk even mamish by the tzuk. The kulon al yedei erev. So, if there were 5 tzukis, so the one got to the other, exactly haste is there was 4,000 amis, and a mele they made an eruvit chumen. Mikan makshim ahod da'omba bepek mishay tziyu, kaze yu kol shayfsei Shabbos. Perish alpayim the trum Shabbos. Like this, we have the trum Shabbos is alpayim amis. Umavir balad amis b'shus harabim, kulu naisnim lahem alachsainot. Just like the botei ori alavim, just like by the ori alavim, we cheshmen with the alachsin, so by the trum Shabbos, by mavir balad amis b'shus harabim, we also cheshmen with the alachsin. Umeforish rabbeinu tam, what does that mean, we cheshmen with the alachsin? The Benetam said, "I'm ruim the kechidish. The bechol tzad sheyelech, in any direction a person is going, noisnin loy alachsin. We give him the alachsin, the diagonal, the shear of the diagonal, in place of a square. The yochel leilech b'shabes alachsin shel alpayim." That means the alachsan is 1 2/5 larger than one of any of the sides of the square. So when a person, so whenever it says Ashir of Shabbos, Ashir of Tchumim, Ashir of Ma'avir al-Ba'amas b'shusarabim, so the Shir is not exactly 4,000 Amis, it is the Alachsan of 4,000 Amis, which is 4,000 times 1 2/5. V'yochel leilech b'shabbos alachsen shel apayim. U'b'chol mokein shemazkir b'gemora omod ha'rochev dalet al dalet. The Gemara says a shir of Rishus Ayochit is an omod that's geboya yud fochim and rochev dalet al dalet fochim. It's lav davke, so it doesn't mean dalet al dalet fochim. Alaboy shei ribuyoi kishir alachsein shal dalet al dalet. He says Chazal only mentioned the square, but that is not the true measurement. The square from which we figure out the diagonal, and the square has the dimensions of the diagonal. That shitas chabeinu tam. Dahainu heitfochim b'sholosh chumshim. So by dalet al dalet fochim will come out, it's eight fochim, it'll be 5 3/5 fochim. Korif to 6 fochim. So that is the shear of that makes it a Rishu Sayuch. It is in all Shiyuri Shabbos, in the Rishu Yais, and sign the Isat Chumim, and sign the Din. Havore, we cheshben with the alachsen of the shir that is given. So the shir of Tchum is the alachsen of Alpayim Amma, the shir of Mavir is the alachsen of Dalet Amis, and the shir of Ashus Ayochid is the alachsen of Dalet Foch. And therefore, the Gabi Kaveres prepare Kame de Shabbos, the sugi of Kaveres, Kaveres is a beehive. The more speaking about it here, the person is throws a keveres. There's a whole sugya that keveres is adina bereshus ayochit. The nokat rechov avot. So the Gemara says, that this, that this keveres was 6 tfochim wide. V'loi nokat rechov dalet. So we have here a Rishu Sayochit. So the Gemara says, to make it a Rishu Sayochit, the diagonal is Vav Tvochim. Now we know Rishu Sayochit is Dalet al Dalet Tvochim. Leinok ad Rechova Dalet, Kamei Bechol Duchte, Shem de Bechol Duchte da Ayri Bemerube, Lehabet Tzoch Leminket Ale Dalet. When you're speaking about a square, so we'll say the dimensions of the square. Umemela yadane kemoishahu balachsaina, keinu bacholmoke. It means the shear is not dalet fochim al dalet fochim, it's the alachsen, which is 4 3/5 by it's 5 3/5 by 5 3/5. That is the shear. Avostam kaveres agulah, if you have a knock of rechova dalet, have a mashman be called tzat, ki kaveres ain lo alachsen. So therefore it said, 6 tfochim, which is roughly the shir of a reshus ayochit, which is 5 3/5 by 5 3/5. He didn't want to go into fractions, so he said, so he made it a reshus ayochit by saying it is 60, the diameter is 6 tfochim. The kosher leperusha, ki kever sein lo alachsen. So that's why I mentioned 6 tfochim. But Baba Emerson, that is shitas harabeinu tam. These are new dimensions for a tchum and for a shusayochit and for the iser mavir. Because the perusha mikan mashme the tchum Shabbos mil, Here would seem from the Mishnah and the Baraisa that the Tchum is that it was exactly a Tchum Shabbos between one and the other, and if there was 4,000, so they made Eruvi Chatzeres, Eruvi Tchumim, Gosh Moshe Mekan Mashma the Tchum Shabbos Mil, Vahayna Alpayim Besuloi, Kumay Shechiyach Rashi. Miyu Yesh Loimau, the Simna Ba'almahu Mil, again, he's saying Mil, Kumay Bechol Duchti to knock at Alpayim. When he mentions Alpayim Ame, it also doesn't mean Alpayim Ame. He's just giving you the dimensions of the square, which you have to make a diagonal out of it in order to figure out the true dimension. So he's saying mil, but that doesn't mean that it was a mil. It was the diagonal of a mil. Really, the shir is the alachsen. So it comes out that the ris is much bigger than. He's telling Kishim Rissus was the true measurement. So Al Kaponim Vaistoi, so the Alachsen of Yud Beis Mil was Kishim Riss. Mikoshel Perushe, the pay is the Shabbos, that when you go on the diagonal, Yafinim El Levim, Bar Levim, a nice mel of the pay is Sa'ilam. Kedisa Beper Kate said Ma'abrim. They only went on the diagonal on the sides. That means the area, if you have a square city, so on the four ruches of the city, you went straight. They didn't have a shir of a diagonal. On the corners, that's what there was nitois of the diagonal. Al kein perish Rabbeinu Shmuel, that not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Ta hoylech mi mizrach ha'olam lemarovoi. The person is going from east to west. I mitzaf in ledorim. She go by the ruches ha'olam. Ein neisnim loypeyes. So he doesn't have a shir of a diagonal. That means going straight from east to west or from north to south. You only have the shir of alpayim amo. You only have the diagonal of alpayim amo. But if a person is going in the direction of the diagonal ha'olam, avala ha'olech mikeren deroimis marovis, a person is going from southwest shel olam remizrochis sefoinis, he's going the diagonal of the olam, noisnin loypeyes, then he has taka the diagonal. Then there's a different shear. Very muimdik, also a very interesting halacha that the din mavir daod ames b'shusarabim is dependent on which direction he's going. If he's going straight north, straight south, straight east, straight west, so then he has daod ames. If he's going on the diagonal, he has more than daod ames. And also the halacha will be v'omud b'shusarabim kavoya yud v'rochav. Dalet al dalet, im hemid ribuoi le ribuoi shel oilom. If this ribua, this square area, is going le ribuoi shel oilom, that means it's going east, west, north, south. Bezorak v'noch al gabav chayes. That's called a reshus hayochid. V'im alachsoinoi oimed l'ribua ha'olam, but if the alachsin, it's like a diamond shape, is going towards the ribua ha'olam, the alachsin of the reshus is going according to the ribua ha'olam, einichayvet she ribuoi heitfochim v'gimul chumshin. Then the reshus ayochid has to have a different shir, then it has a shir take of the alachsen of dalet vachem al dalet vachem, which is eight vachem and gimel chumshin. Keman oz lahod esanye chutz me achrein shebohem. So the Gemara asked, we learned that they were melave from all the ruches, besides, from all the sukkahs they were melave, besides the last sukkah, it's going according to Ramei. Temeli, amai lekoma, Keman Oslo Odes Nan Chutz Me'achen Shebehem, the Masnisa Namik Tonilo. The Mishnah also says this.
Zweite, die Gemorre stellt sich an der Bereise. Bleckle meint mir, der Rassinen des Nahen, kma jesch Sporim, Schuggebem des Nahen, am Asnissen koi, im Kein, am Aimi Boilei, a Seife. So why do you have to bring a Raya from the Seife, that is going according to Ramei? Mereisha, we bought Silo Achuchi, dem Asnissen Osike Ramei, Tektoni, Mirushalayim, Ad Zug, At Tzadik Riz, Zayin Amachza Lachol Mild, Ayin Kamez, Dami Yud Beis Mild. If you want to know that the Mishnah goes according to Rameya, the goes to Snan, see the Rai from the Reish of the Mishnah. All the other Tanoim, Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Yossi held there were 10 mil from Yerushalayim to the Tzuk. Now, the Mishnah holds there were 12 mil. So Mameila, of course, it's going according to Ramei. Why did you have to be Garai from the Sefer of the Mishnah? Be Garai from the Reish of the Mishnah. The nearly the Goros the Sanya. The Sefer of the Baraisa the Sinelo. This is the Sefer of the Baraisa. Ubosa plucked to the Ramei, Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Yisik Tonilo. Alkain, Metame Gemora, Afal Gav the Ramei, Huskal Bereisha, Ubosa Hochi, Rabbi Yudav, Bosa Hochi, Rabbi Yisik, Lochei Rav Mashme, the maskona de milsa, then it's the bereise is mesayim chutz me'achen shebeim shaloi higiye imay letzuk el oimed merochek. So since this maimer and the bereise was said after the memra of Rabbi Yosi, b'chay yamash the maskona de milsa Rabbi Yosi, lochi yitzach hashmina, dosal tanda kama, d'ayni rameya, regav nike ve'kama de Sanhedrin, dona sadin osal tanda kama. Al kol suke besuka oimrim loy arei mozoin barei mayim. Tane me oilom le hutzrach odom lekach, ele sheine doime mi sheyesh loy pas besaloy le mi sheein loy pas besaloy. The Taisa Shishonim says that it is speaking about person who's Ochsei Bulmis. Stamazay Taisi Shalom says there's no heter to the Shiluach HaSoyer is not Deiche the Tainis, even though it's Deiche Shabbos and Tumah, it's not Deiche the Tainis. So Stamazay, he should be able to Mitzkayach to go. If there's no Shalom Sakonos Nefoshes, there wouldn't be a heter. But speaking about that, there's taka a shayla of sakonas nefoshes, ochsei bulmes. So we say that even in such a matziv, everything is relative. Everything is in the mind. If he has a pas besaloi, there won't be ochsei bulmes either. Ma ho ya oise chaylik loshin shal zohuris. He split the loshin shal zohuris. And he went and tied half of it to a stone and half of it bein kaunov. In fact, the Gemara v'niktarei kulei besela tied the whole loshen to the sela. The Gemara says, kivit the mitzvah besoyer, since it's a mitzvah to be mashlich the soyer, dilme kodem umalbin. Very interesting. Chazal were afraid that Voltai, it seems for some reason, which I don't know, that the Halbonas Hachut was when they tied it to something. Shailas, why do you have to tie it to the Reish, the Ben Kaun of Shal Soil, tie it into a stone? Tie the whole Loshen Shal Zuhuris to a stone. But the Gemara says they were afraid that could be, as soon as he ties it to a stone, before the Hashlochas HaSoyer, will be Malbin. And the Simche, that this person will have, that all the Averis were Nimchal, will be so great, be so enthused about it, that it won't, it's finished already, Baruch Hashem, Meichal Averis, everything is finished. So be mevatel the mitzvah of Hashlochas HaSoyer. So that's Teignish. So Memele, he has to, so B'shas, when he's tying it on the Sela, he doesn't know anything yet. Because we'll see that the whole Gilui came about only after the complete lotion was tied. So he tied it on the cellar, nothing happened yet. He had another half to tie Ben Kalm of Shalsoil. That's what the Gemara says. So Nitri Kuli Besela, given the mitzvah besoil, since it's a mitzvah to be mashlech the soil, Dilma Kodim of Malbim, maybe he'll get white from before, or Miyas Vedaite, and who have such a yeshiva das, he won't push it over. We're finished. We're yates already. Averis were taken care of. V'niktere kulei ben kalnov. So the Gemara asks, okay, so tie the whole lotion around his head, ben kalnov, and why do you have to tear the lotion? Tie the whole thing around his head. So, and he'll be watching the soil. He'll see him push down the soil. He's there with the soil ready. Could be when he's pushing down the soil will bend down his head and he won't be able to have to see if it became mislabin or not. So therefore, we split the Loshen Shel Zoruris, half Ala Evan and half Ben Kalnov, and we ensured that Hosicha make the Hashloche, and he'll able to know if it was Nislaban or not. Let us see Rashi. Leitzorich Odom Lekach, Leitzorich Odom Amashalech Lech Obedech. Amatam Omru Lekain, Sheinidem Mishiesh Leipas Besalei, Leyesroav Kamisha Einloi. A person is not as hungry if he has a pas besalei as if he doesn't have. Even the mitzvah b'soil l'doch v'elachayra, k'dorsiv al eretz k'zeira, the Gemara will dash and lay the dovo ha-misgazer v'yoyret, something that is gazer that gets split in pieces v'yoyret, is the amret nikterei kulei b'sela, if you'll say that the whole lotion we title b'sela zimnim dekodin umalbim, maybe it will become white, koidim tchifas ha-soyer, u-miyas v'dayte misimches libo nachatoim, lo-ich beslei l'kayim mitzves ha-soyer. So, memele, the mitzves ha-soyer are very, the yaitze, no more avere, it's a mitzvah v'ashloch also, that he won't do it already. Lefikach koisher ba'achoyna chetshe ben karno ve'ein av tluyim boy. So his whole concentration is on that lotion. V'machah shu oisik boy ba'achoyna is oisik ready with the soil lo yinich miladoch. But then already he's oisik with the soil, he'll push it over already. Ve'hi leital ben lachatzoyin atshetigom ha'malachas kula. So memela, so we insured two in yonim. Number one, that Ozicha make the Gemar HaMitzvah, and number two, he will know if the Chatoim were Nimchal. Dvor said, make everything Ben Kalnov, the Gomish Leila Reishe, Yochef Reishe, Tachas Gufi might bend his head, Tachas Gufi Lachoyrov, Kshiyipel Lachoyrov, Ola Yochol Lirais, Aloshin Im Hilben. He won't be able to see if it became Hilben or not. Zogt Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbana, Verishayne hoyu kaishchen loshen shal zohuris al Pesach ha'ulam mibachut. The Pesach ha'ulam. Hilbin hoyu smeichen, vay hilbin hoyu atzeibin umizbaishin. So it seems that's not good. The atzvis is no good. Perhaps the smeichen was also not too good. He had an avoided to do. But they didn't want this. Iskinu shekoyshchen al Pesach ulam mibifnim. So inside, facing towards the heichel. Vaday noyim mitzitzin v'royim. But it was very, they wanted to see what's tutzach. Hilbin la yismeichem, la hilbin la yatsevin. Iskinu shekoyshchen oysoy chetshe besela v'chetshe ben kamer. Omar Rav Nochem Bar Pope Mishum Rav Elozer HaKapper Berishayna Yekoyshchen Loshen Shel Zohuris Al Pesach Ulam Mibifnim וכיוון שהגיע הסוער למדבר, היה מלבן, וידעו שנאסס מצווסוי, שנאמר, אם יהיו חטאיכם כשונים כשלג ילבינו. Very difficult to understand what Rabbi Elazar Kapper is saying. He's speaking about this man when they were kosher loshen shel zohuris al Pesach ulam mibifnim. V'kivin shegiyev soil amidbo hoya malbin. He was malbin as soon as the soil came to the midbo. V'yodu shenasis mitzvosoi. So the Maisa wasn't Nasas Mitzvah. The Gemara says before the whole reason that they did not want to make it Kulai Kosher L'Sela. Maybe even the Mitzvah beside is a Mitzvah Vashlocha Soya. So even though it came in the Slaven, the Mitzvah wasn't done. So the lashon is v'kivin shegiyah lemidbar hoya malbin v'yado shenasas mitzvosoi. Rachmada say shekorev shenasas shenemam yilchata eichem kashonim kashalad yalbinu. That means if the baraita would have said v'kivin shegiyah soy lemidbar hoya malbin v'yado Shenim chulavay neseim. That was very good. Then the shenema was very good. Miuchateichem kashonim, kashelig yalbinu. It's very unclear that what Rabbi Elazar Kapper is telling us over here. But they knew that it was nasas mitzvosoi. Shenema miuchateichem kashonim, kashelig yalbinu. Nasas mitzvosoi of Shanasis Mitzvosai. Holding close to it. And by the Gemara HaMitzvah, Miuchateichem Kashonim Kashalig Yalbinu. In Batsim, that doesn't have, also there is no Shaychas with the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is a Mitzvah Filo. I mean, there's a Mitzvah and there's Mechilas Havainis. They're two separate entities. It's very unclear what Rabbi Elazar Kapper is saying. Look the Gemara weiter. Loi hoya magia la machtis aho. And there was, achenas eivorim eivorim. Iboilo, oison eivorim mahin bahano. Bahile tzicha also, because it's an avela. Even though it's considered like a shchuta lagabi oisib es benoim, but lagabi achile has a din avela. More class, what's with Hano? Is it Mutabana or Sabana? Rav Shmuel, Chad Omar Mutorim, Chad Omar Asurim. Man the Omar Mutorim, the one that holds its Mutor, deceive Bamidbar. So Bamidbar means Kamidbar. That the Seir is a din like a Midbar, just like a Midbar is hefty, allowed to benefit from it, so the Seir was also like a Midbar. Man the Omar Asurim, deceive Gzeiro. Zeir is a loshen chumre. Rasi Rash, the Chsiv Bamidbo, Vashilach as a soyer Bamidbo, Vakro Yeseiru, the Midrashi Yehefker Kamidbo. Zeir a loshen choymer veisa. So it's, that means that it's also. Frag the Gemara, I midbo my ovidlei, the one that holds that it's also, what did he do? Man the Omar Asurim, the one that holds that it's also I midbar my ovidlay, mi boile lich desanya hamidbar ba midbar l'rabbis noiv v'givoin shiloi ubeis elomim. That the mitzvah of shiluach of the soil azazel was also applied in noiv v'givoin, that in all these mekaymes noiv v'givoin shiloi ubeis elomim. So Rashi says, Hamidbora, Bamidbor, Shalosh Mikrois Beinyin, Shalach Oisel Azozo, Hamidbora, Vishilach Biadi Ishiti, Hamidbora, Vishilach Asasoyer, Bamidbor. So Rashi learns that it's coming for Neuve Given as Mistumble 1, Reitzutro Habomesh, Shiloi is a second case, and Beis Elomim is a third case. But it was a mitzvah of Shiluach. The Ritva says, we dashen everything from one word. It could have said Midbar, and it says Midboro, and it says Hamidboro. So from one Midbar we learn out all these three Mekaymish, because the other two we need. Beidoch, the one that holds that it's Mutter, Hai Gzeira Mayovilei, Miboy Lelech Desanye, Gzeira en Gzeira Elo Chatucha. Chatucha, Sarashi says, Zoik chotuch bezkifa, that it was straight. The loy meshupe kolkach, it wasn't a slanty mountain, it was straight down. That's a loshen chatucha. Dova acha en gzeira ala dova hamizgazer. That the soyer was smashed to pieces. Dova mizgazer v'yoyret. Rashi says, Asoyer mizgazer bo eivorim eivorim. Dova acha gzeira shema toima, a third pshat in gzeira. Shema toima maise toyu. Maybe this whole Eisik is something that doesn't make too much seichel. The dover bottle, tamaloima, so it says later, ani Hashem. Ani Hashem gizarti, ve'en lecha reshus lahare behem. What the teyelis is, asoy lazozel, it's a gzeira melefonai. So Rashi, Shema toima maise toyuheim, ma kapore yesh b'sheluach ze, u'ma yesh b'yatsoy gzeh lohoyu. No, it's a gzeira, it's not, even though you don't understand it, but it's a tachlis. So the Gemara weiter, Oma rove mistavre, rove brings another eye, not from Midbar, mistavre kemanda oma motorim loy omre teure shaleach letakole. That if the Torah said, Shaleach, so mistame, I mean, if it would be also bano, so people might thought that derive benefit from it. So memela, so that's a raya mistame that, shame mitzvah leyeda davaros, so mistame, the Torah never asked it. We omre Torah shaleach letakole. One of the Mephoshim, Igzana Yerushalmi, that it's not like the Chassam Sefer we mentioned yesterday. The Yerushalmi says that Kol Yomov Shel Shimon HaTzadik, when it was thrown down, like Gila Chatziya Hor Achanase Evorim Evorim, that was Bimei Shimon HaTzadik. But after Shimon HaTzadik used to throw it down and used to walk away, nothing happened with it. And the Rabbi used to take it. So he said the shaleich letakola, I mean there was one mesh to pieces, I mean it's not so much a shaleich letakola, who's going to derive benefit from it. But Al Kaponim, he says, after Shimon HaTzadik Shenemo given the Geya. Some say what they give is in Fakert, that if it didn't get killed, that's a raya that the Fakert had the Tshuva Me'ave. Here by Sishar Shami by states that wasn't a good simon. It means the Kapora was not Nigma. Tana Rabbonon Azazel, what the shame Azazel, she as the kosher. El is a loshen kosher. So that's the combination. As El, Azazel. As the kosher, the Trashi, also the Tokolish Imtse Odom Yehenemem. Shloyeda Shahoyu Minasoil. She is as the kosher, El loshen kosher. Yochel be Yishuv, Talmud Loima be Midbar. Menayin she betzuk. He says, she asked the kosher who is going on the soil. And some of that, maybe that's in the curve we had before, that Abelazah said, Yochel Lahakiv Aniva Atamol, maybe this is the Makur, that was a very strong ace. אז בקוש, יוכל ביישוב, תלמוד לא אימא, במדבר. ומנעים שבצוק, תלמוד לא אימא גזירו. נעים שבצוק הר זוקו, גזירו חתוכה. תן יעידוך, עזוזל קוש שבהורם. חיינו אימא, ואילי האורץ לוקח. תון הדבר רבי ישמואל, עזוזל שמחפר על מייסו עוזו ועזוהל. What does Rashi say? Uza v'azoil, malache chabole sheyoldu l'oretz b'imei namo achoistu volkaim, v'aleyem nema v'ayiru b'nei olehim es b'nei sa'odo, k'loima al horayis mechapa. Gura sari yesk, she doesn't understand, we learned that mechapa al kolaveris, why about k'arayis? Tana rabona, as mishpotai tasu, dvorim, what is the taish mishpotim? She ulmolai loy nichtavu, din hu she yichtavu. That means that we understand this, these halachas. Ve'eluhain, we would write them ourselves. Ve'eluhain avedis kechovim, ve'gilei aroyis, ve'shvichas domim, ve'gezel, ubichas Hashem. As chukoi say tishmeru, what's called a choyk, dvorim shasotan meishiv alei, ve'elohein achilas chazir, levisha shatnes, v'chalitzas yevome, v'taras metzoiro, v'soir ha-mishtaleyach, v'shem ha-toyev, v'shem ha-toyev, v'shem ha-toyev, ma'isei toyuhein, tam zi zachanon ha-cheshben, adobo shod, tam loy ma'ani ha-shem, אני השם חקקתי ואין לך רשוס להרבן. לא תעשי רעשי. משפוט הימש מדבורים המיושורים, והדין נויסן לעשויסוי. חויק משמה שאין אלו גזירס מלך, כמוי וישימי מלכות ויוסנם היסויסי מלכויק. הסותם יצר הורו מישב עליהם תשובה להת היסס ישראל ולא אמר שהתוירה אין האמץ כמעט אלס בכל אלו כך נכתבם חויק אני השם גזירוסי עליך תעמוד לא אמר אני השם אחו קויסי קוי מנהיו סוליק אסו קויסי תשמרו אני השם חקקתם גזרתם. There's on the side over here, Kahago, Ayin B'Shmoyne Prokim, it says over here that Gilei Aroyis is from the Mishpotim. So he asks the Hora, Ayin B'Shmoyne Prokim La Rambam Perigvo, the Choshev Gilei Aroyis B'Sug Mitzvah Schukiyois, Ayin Shom. And here it says this is Mishpotim. Al Kol Chacha Deloi Hoye Girsosei Kamo Shelofonein. אמנם, לפי מה שכוסו במעשו בחדושי הגודס, בזה הלושן דינו שיקוסו לפי שם מצווס בני נויח, that means we have them already from בני נויח, עד כלושי נאב של יעשת קצס, so ממילא, so it's a mishpot that, because we know it already from before, that means there shouldn't be a reason why it shouldn't continue to apply by Eden. That's why it's called דינו שיקוסו. Eimo sai metame begodim. When was the metame begodim? So you have a machlekes tanoim. Tana rabon. Amashaleach metame begodim. Ve'ein ashaleach es amashaleach metame begodim. Ashaleach es amashaleach. So Rashi says, amalavim oisoi mirushalayim. And others learn that a meshaleich as a meshaleich means the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol gave it over to him. So he's a meshaleich as a meshaleich. A kaponim, by him there's no din of tumas begodim. Yochel misheyotza chutz lechoymes azor. So it's metame begodim already. Talmud loyma ha meshaleich. So what's the raya meshaleich? So the Meiri says, Pshat, Mishayhischel Liyais Mishaleach. Gotzaloymer Melave. Ashiluach maschel mishayotza michoimais ha'ir. That's called his malaba. Shekol shu besoiche ir ein ekore levoye. The shame levoye is when you reach the outskirts of the ear, then it has a shame levoye. So memele, so that's the raya that kozman in Yerushalayim, that is not called a mishalei. Ia mishaleya yochel ad shi yegia letzuk, tamuloyma vaha mishaleya. Mashalech means a loshen ova, that he was already a mishaleya. Mash misha shilchei kval letzada midbo. So from there we see that that it's metame begodim from when it left Yerushalayim towards the midbar. Okay, so mishayotza chutz lachaim ish Yerushalayim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi oimer azozel v'kibes ad shehegia letzuk. Rabbi Shimon oimer v'mishalech esasoyel azozel yechabes begodov. Zerkei bebasroish metame begodim. Sutrashi, Zerkei bebasroish kesova dechifosoi uzri kosoi ishiluchai.